So, welcome to it. It's the No Panic Zone. We're live. I'm Steve Guerrero. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every day. In the middle of the Chicken Ranch. Was the Chicken Ranch, was that something in Nevada? I need to look that up. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Elon's mom, Mae Musk, just shocked the world by appearing on the cover of Sports Illustrated's 2022 Swimsuit Edition at the ripe young age of 74. Think about that. Number two, warmongers in Congress got a gift from Joe Biden yesterday because the president, or whoever controls the teleprompter, says it's time to redeploy troops into Somalia. Yeah, Somalia, that one. And number three, primary week, more of them coming through as the GOP gets ready to deliver what could be a devastating blow to the Democrat Party for decades to come, maybe even send them the way of the Whig Party. In New York, a devastating new congressional map we just spoke about a bit will likely mean instead of picking up seats, the Democrats will lose seats to the Republicans. And I don't know, you know, we just talked about this in the previous hour with Jason Kilmeier, who's running for a seat in Pennsylvania's 17th congressional district. We just talked about this. Listen, I don't know if there is a safe seat. I don't know if there is a safe seat for Democrats in this country. How could there be? Once again, here we are today looking at all new record high prices for gasoline and diesel again today. The national average is $4.52. California is over $6 a gallon today. That's the average in California, over $6. Several other states like Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, all over $5. Every state in America is over $4. You've got the infant formula you can't find on the shelves. Finally, a deal has been struck with the U.S. Department of Justice. How does this make sense? Shouldn't it be Health and Human Services? But no, it's the Department of Justice. Merrick Garland. Remember, this guy could have been on the Supreme Court. Thank your lucky stars, he is not. And as much as you may dislike Mitch McConnell, and rightfully so on many points, Mitch McConnell, but for Mitch McConnell, you would have Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court. But for Mitch McConnell, Roe v. Wade would not be overturned. But for Mitch McConnell, you would not have a conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court. Keep that in mind. But the Department of Justice says it has now reached a tentative deal with Abbott to resolve safety issues at the Sturgis plant. It has filed a legal complaint against Abbott over allegations of quality and safety violations. And the company already agreed to a proposed consent decree to resolve the issues, subject to court approval. The agreement, which was announced, will clear the path more likely for the manufacturer to restart formula production at the facility in about 2 weeks. But again, the shortage is going to persist. You don't just turn it out the next day. Yeah. Many Abbott employees accused of making baby formula under conditions that did not meet regulatory standards for quality and safety, according to a federal court filing. The consent agreement would require Abbott to take a series of steps aimed at increasing safety at the facility and bring the company into compliance with regulations from the federal government. The actions will move things forward. And again, Attorney General Merrick Garland involved. Health and Human Services should be trying to figure out how to get the kids fed. That's me. You know, there's no finding of a link, according to the CDC. There's no link between Abbott formula and this illnesses of at least two children that died. They said there's no link. And Democrats are losing seats. They're losing Hispanic voters, union voters, suburban moms. I mean, they're losing people across the board. They're losing people. 7 out of 10 people that voted for Trump in 2016 and voted for Biden in 2020 wouldn't do it again. Would not do it again. And then, of course, when you talk about Hispanic voters and the relationship to the Roman Catholic Church and their faith and these brutal decisions on abortion, and you wonder why they are rejecting the Democrat ideology. Well, listen, here's the governor of Colorado. We're going to go to bite two. The governor of Colorado has signed a bill that will allow abortion up to the day of birth, like other far-left states, full-term elective abortion of babies up to 40 weeks of gestation in the face of a massive pushback across the country. And yet, Jared Polis defends the practice anyway. Listen to this.
Because when AP polled specifically by trimester frameworks and they asked people, should it be legal or illegal, at 80%, when we get into the third trimester, people say it should be usually illegal. Even the New York Times noted in an article updated this May, the United States is one of just over a dozen countries that allow abortions for any reason beyond 15 weeks of pregnancy. The time goes on to note that includes North Korea and China. Is that the company that Coloradans want to be in?
So this was on the ballot in Colorado just a year and a half ago, overwhelmingly rejected, banning third trimester abortions. And that's because, you know, people know how painstaking and difficult that is. When you know that, you know, you might be near birth and you find out your baby doesn't have lungs and won't live for more than a few minutes outside of the womb. I mean, this is a really difficult thing that women face.
Yeah. So he defends the idea of full-term abortions. I mean, give me a break. I want to skip ahead to bite number nine because I want to stay with the reason that Hispanic voters are rejecting Democrats in massive numbers. Again, the disapproval number for Hispanics in the latest polling for Joe Biden, 61% disapprove of his performance. 61% disapprove of Joe Biden. Here's the Democrat mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, says Hispanic American citizens are being ignored at the border crisis. Another problem for Hispanic voters and this administration. Bite nine. Listen to this.
The fact that they're not coming down, they have no indications that they're planning a visit. What does that tell you? With or without Title 42, it's going to remain a problem and a worsening one,
won't it? You know, pretty much it tells us that the borders are being ignored. You know, it is sad because we are U.S. Citizens also. We live in the border. You know, a higher percentage of the population is Hispanic. So unfortunately, that sends a huge message for us. You know, we are totally being ignored here in the border, and that's not, you know, what the U.S. should be about.
And the former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says Alejandro Mayorkas, speaking of the border, should be fired. Should be fired by 10. Listen to this one.
No, look, this is by design. Secretary Mayorkas is an embarrassment to the position he holds. He is not the Secretary of Homeland Security. He's the Secretary of Homeland Insecurity because our country is less safe. Because, like last month, they admitted they arrested 42 people on the screening database, terror screening database. There has been over 700,000 known gotaways since Joe Biden became president. How many of them? We're on the terror screening database, are in the country right now. You're not going to tell me out of 700,000 with 161 different countries, many of that sponsor terrorism, not a single person came across that border and not get arrested that came to this country to do us harm.
To do us harm. And you wonder why the voters are fleeing Joe Biden? I'm not wondering, or the man behind the teleprompter. When we come back, we'll have Stephen Wolford from the Gun Owners of America. Don't go anywhere. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com.
TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.